The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
With me today is Professor Patrice Bouzier, the Professor and Program Director for the Master's Course in Health Informatics and Analytics at the International Medical University. And we've been talking about digital health. Good morning and welcome, Professor. Now, how does one get involved or even begin to study the field of digital health?
First of all, you must have a strong interest in digital health, health analytics, mixing healthcare and technology. This is very important. You must think like you need it. After that, people who are interested should not be afraid of what we call data analytics. But you don't need and you don't require advanced math to use data analytics tools. You will not be asked to develop new machine learning algorithms. But in this program, you will learn how to use these tools. Now we are happy to share with you that IMU will introduce its Master in Health Informatics and Analytics in September this year, 2021. And next year, we will launch a bachelor's degree in digital health. One important thing is that most of the assessment is based on assignments, individual and group projects, rather than exams. We don't believe exams are the best way to test people, especially working adults, especially when you are working with IT and computer science. It's much more about assignments and group projects.
What sets IMU's Health Informatics and Analytics course apart from its competitors or elsewhere?
In fact, there are a few programs in Malaysia at the moment, but not on health informatics and analytics. There are a few programs on data analytics and mostly on business data. Of course, the data are different and the way we use them is different. Also, the way we organize data, the way we analyze them and visualize them is a bit different from what we do with business studies. So the titles that we have, health data collection and preparation, health data analytics, it's something that is not very different from what we find in data science programs. But the way we do it with health data makes it a bit different. We also have a module called Advanced Health Informatics, where we will introduce students to advanced technologies that will impact the development of digital health in the future. For example, we can talk about robotics that is used for surgery. You have augmented reality, virtual reality, which is not only used in games, but it's already being used to assist surgery as well, but also for training medical students. One of the very important technology at the moment is blockchain. It's, of course, used for bitcoins, but not only. And this is something that will make data exchanges between, for example, patients and hospitals and medical doctors safer, because this is something that is very important with medical data. You have to be sure that this data will not be stolen and go anywhere and be used by people you don't know what for.
I've been talking to Professor Patrice Bouzier, the Professor and Program Director for the Master's Course in Health and Informatics and Analytics at the International Medical University. I'm Sim Wee Boon, and this is BFM 89.9.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.